Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the Beef Quality Assurance Program, BQA.
Absolutely. The Beef Quality Assurance Program has improved beef quality and increased consumer confidence for more than 30 years. BQA empowers cattlemen to take responsibility of being a key part of the production cycle that leads to quality beef. And so as a reminder, BQA is a comprehensive management program that couples common sense cattle husbandry techniques with accepted scientific research to help farmers and ranchers raise cattle under optimum conditions. The BQA program exemplifies what beef farmers and ranchers have always cared about, which is a commitment to caring for our animals. Consumers from moms to our largest retail and food service customers can feel good to knowing that there's a national program in place that sets consistent animal welfare and care standards across the beef industry. So we want to encourage all Oklahoma cattlemen to participate in the program. And for more information, visit BQA.org.
What a day for the cattle futures market. We ended up in August up 20 cents here at 123.15. The August had another pretty big round of deliveries yesterday. The oldest date now up to June 23rd. So people that are long at this point really do have a risk of getting delivered on. Can't remember a time that we had this many this far out. There's also talk of people using that to deliver cattle, to get rid of cattle more so than in the past, using that as a mechanism to offload cattle that maybe they otherwise can't sell. And then the next month out, October, up 92 at 128.50. Those August versus October and August versus December spreads. People have been long August and short the next 2 months. Is a seasonal trade, but that hasn't worked here with all the deliveries. Feeder cattle were down 7 today at 158.70 in August. September up 72 at 163.55. We started off this morning with the cattle market pretty high, and then the corn report came out at 11, and the board tanked, especially in the feeder cattle, before coming all the way back up. To close higher on the day. So it was really a good comeback despite corn being up and as strong as it was. Hogs were up 50 in August, up 62 in October, December up a dollar here at 79.90.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Today's grain action surprised a lot of us here to watch the markets. The September corn up 10 and 3 quarters, 567. The December up 14. The beans were unchanged to 2 higher, and that was significantly off their highs, about 30 cents off their highs in the September, and about the same here, 28 or so in the November. Chicago wheat up 13 to 25 here. December up 25 and a half at 764. December Kansas City up 28 and 3 quarters at 750 and 3 quarters, made new highs here for the December Kansas City wheat. And then the Minneapolis wheat up 19 or so in the September here at 932 and 3 quarters. But we had a USDA report. The yields were corn and beans were both lower than expected. The corn yield was 174.6 bushels per acre. They're looking for 177.6. Total production 14.75, about 250 million less than expected. Bean yield 50, they're looking for 50.4, and that lowered production slightly to here to 4.339. The all wheat production 1.697 billion, they're looking for 1.723. Hard red winter wheat 777 million bushels, they're looking for 806. So lower production estimates had the markets on fire just after that report at 11 a.m. this morning.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.